friends, Romans, countrymen. It's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming.
Morena, Zoe.
Morena, how's it going?
It's going very well. How are you?
Pretty good.
That's good to hear. And what is going on in the theatre world at the moment?
Well, National Theatre, I like the National Theatre a lot, and they have a new play out.
Yes.
And it is the Barbershop Chronicles, which I hadn't heard of before, but it's really cool. It's set in black barbershops in England and in South Africa, Zimbabwe, Uganda, Nigeria, and Ghana. And it tells the story of the relationship between barbers and their clients.
Oh, cool.
There's awesome music, and the sort of the centre story arc, I guess, is that there's this guy, Samuel, and he's like celebrating or commemorating the 3-year anniversary of his father's imprisonment, and he like discovers all these secrets about the barbershop that his father used to own. But like alongside the narrative, it talks about black masculinity and education and marriage and homosexuality and football, and it just looks really, really, really cool.
That sounds awesome. That sounds also kind of like level 2 appropriate. Haircuts are like the topic of the moment.
Yeah.
Seems like a good segue into this new COVID alert level we're in right now. So where can people find that?
So National Theatre at Home's YouTube channel. So it's easy. You can just YouTube it or Google it and it'll come up.
Awesome.
Highly recommend that one. Looks really cool. And also National Theatre has not failed me yet. This lockdown,
awesome.
So I would say it's a safe choice.
That sounds great. What else have we got out there to watch?
I only have 2 things today, by the way, just in case I finish this one and then you're like, what else is there? And I'm like, I don't know.
Nothing.
I think I've spoken about the Stratford Festival before. It's in Toronto, and they've been streaming all of their plays. They do a whole lot of Shakespeare plays. So I kind of want to, I would recommend people watch Macbeth, just because I love Macbeth and it looks like an amazing production. My grandma was talking about it to me the other day and wouldn't stop talking about it. Macbeth looks great. And also if you go onto the Stratford Festival website, they have lots of other Shakespeare if you don't want to watch Macbeth.
If you don't want to watch the Scottish play.
Yes.
Zoe, what's your favourite Shakespeare play?
Probably Macbeth, actually.
That's a good one. It's got the gore, it's got the betrayal, it's got a moving forest. It's great. Got some witches. What more could you want, really, from a play?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
No. Nothing.
Nothing. Literally nothing else.
More. It's perfect.
It's got blood and witches and trees. That's all you need. That sounds great, though. And if people want to find the Stratford thing, it's just up on their website. Is that right?
Yep, totally. So it's stratfordfestival.ca, or, again, I reckon a humble Google of Stratford Festival and Macbeth, and it all should pop right up for you.
That sounds like plenty to get stuck into this weekend. Hey, thank you so much, Zoe. I hope you...
Not a problem.
You have a good rest.
I mean, yes, thank you.
You've been celebrating level 2 last night.
Yes, I have.
Now it comes out.
God.
I think you and a lot of others, so don't feel alone in that, Zoe.
I think you're in good company.
Mates again. Yeah.
Good dusty company there. Hey,
yes.
It is very nice to chat to you, and we'll have you back in the studio next week, which will be very exciting.
Can't wait.
Woohoo! Smile. See you then.
Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming.
It certainly was. I'm sure